Okay, thank you for listening. Real Estate Matters with Stuart Tidal. Thank y'all.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stuart Information Services Corporation, Stuart Tidal, or Stuart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stuart Tidal. Stuart Tidal's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stuart Tidal, brought to you by Stuart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stuart Tidal. I'm your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us. Show number 515, a very special show in so many ways. First, I'll remind you to go to stuart.com/radio. That's stuart.com/radio, where you can go to the show archives, see and hear all the past shows. And today we're going to honor a very special person. His name, Stuart Morris Sr. Mr. Morris passed away Monday, the 11th of March, just a few weeks ago. He was 104 years young, still mentally sharp, and still thinking about the future. Mr. Morris was born in 1919. He was the youngest of five children. His family moved to Houston from Galveston after the devastating storm of 1900 that destroyed Galveston. He loved animals and had everything from chickens to a horse to a leopard as he grew up. Stuart graduated from SMU Law School, and it was in Dallas where he ran across Joella Mitchell. They married and were married for over 70 years and had three children, Carlotta, Stuart Jr., and Lisa. Over his life, Stuart was a naval officer, an attorney, title insurance executive, land developer, banker, rancher, pilot, and a community leader. The foundation for his life was faith, family, and friends. He was an encourager, innovator, and an accomplished leader in business. He was primarily dedicated to the success of our company, Stuart Tidal, where he served all his life, starting at age 10, advancing to president and co-CEO of the holding company, Stuart Information Services. He was the best ambassador for our company, serving for almost 90 years, knowing the founders and what they stood for, as well as the industry challenges and opportunities. In addition, he was a fantastic ambassador for Houston, Texas. The recording you're going to hear is rare, and it was broadcast August 18, 2018, right here in Houston, Texas, as we were celebrating his 80th anniversary working for Stuart Tidal. He surpassed those 80 years of employment with us. He was 98 years old at the time of this recording. That's right, 98. As we mentioned, he passed away at 104 years of age just a few weeks ago. I got to know Mr. Morris through the years. I saw him at church on a regular basis, so I hope you enjoy this recording as we all have the opportunity to gain some wisdom from this incredible man, Stuart Morris Sr. Here's the recording with Mr. Morris. I don't know if you know anyone that has been at a company for 80 years, but on this show, you are going to hear an individual, an incredible Houston visionary and contributor to this great city, Stuart Morris Sr. He has been serving at Stuart Tidal for 80 years right here in Houston, Texas. That's right, 80 years. He is 98 years old. And of course, Stuart Tidal started in about 1893 in Galveston, Texas. So when he came on board with the company was already 45 years in progress. So in an incredible individual. Here we go, on with the show. And now we are with the guest of honor, Stuart Morris Sr. I'm sitting right next to him as we honor him for 80 years of service, and he's still going strong. Mr. Morris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. You know, if you're in Houston, you're in the most outstanding city in the world. Now we got direct Beijing nonstop China air to Houston. Houston, it is the center of the Western Hemisphere. You fly from Beijing, China to Houston, You are in the center of the Western Hemisphere. It's only 2 hours to Chicago, 2.5 hours to New York, 3 hours to Los Angeles, something 3 hours to Sao Paulo, Brazil. Houston is the center of the Western Hemisphere. And I think that if you live in Houston, you'd be like me. I was born here in 1919. I've seen it grow. By the way, I live in the same house for the last 72 years. It cost me $15,000, and I'm still in the same house. I borrowed every dime it took to build the place, but I got the loan paid off. And the lot next door I bought for my daughter, I didn't buy her for her. Somehow, I remember what it cost was $1 million. It's just typical, a picture painted of Houston. Stuart Tidal is here to serve. What a legacy Houston has given Stuart Tidal.
Indeed it has. And the thing that you started out talking about when you talked about China, I think it's true. People around the world have their eyes on Texas, but they really have their eyes on Houston, right? All over the world.
That's where it is. Well, you got me choked up when you talk about Houston. I was born here. They sent me, the Greater Houston Partnership sent me on a tour of China. I went to 5 cities in China. I was greeted royally. No president of the United States got any better treatment than I did. I made the same speech every time. I was born in Houston. I live in Houston. I'm going to stay here till I die. And it is the place. It is the Western Hemisphere. Come on, move to Houston.
Let's give people an idea. You're with the company now 80 years. Can you remember back to some of your early days when you first started and some of the things that you did here at Stuart Tidal? And that was, what, 1938?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure about the year, but I do remember my first time. I was office boy. I was paid $10 for 5.5 days a week. But I wound up with 5 college degrees from University of Texas, SMU, Columbia University, Washington Lee, Houston Baptist University. But what I learned as an office boy at age 10, my daddy said, you will give $1 to your church, you'll give $1 to yourself, and you'll be a millionaire. Waste your $3 on shoes, socks, hat. I was 15 years old before I wasted 25 cents on a Coca-Cola. I would say to each of you listening to this, it's more important what you got in the bank than what you got in the garage or what you got in the closet. Thank you for living in Houston and making it a great, great city.
And before we conclude, earlier you spoke here at this event, Mr. Morris, and you gave people advice how to be a millionaire. Why don't you share that with the listeners right quick?
Well, it's just real simple. Spend less than you make. And do remember, it's more important what you got in the bank than what you got in the garage. Spend less money than you make, and it'll pyramid, it'll grow. You look at other people and you think about you want to keep up with the Joneses, you are on the bad track. I never will forget my wife fussed at me about driving an old Ford. It was old, and a man came out in the Cadillac to visit with me, and she said, you got to get a new car. Says, people like that won't come to see you. I said, my dear, he came out here to tell me he's broke and he needs to borrow some money. He wanted to borrow money. He got the new big Cadillac, and I got the old beat-up Ford, but he's out there seeing how can he borrow more.
And before we close out the segment, thank you so much for your leadership, your inspiration, encouragement. And before we leave, a lot of people here want to talk with you. What else would you like people to know before we close out this segment? Mr. Stuart Morris Sr., working at Stuart Tidal 80 years now.
Well, I would say to each, any person here, if you go to work someplace, don't leave until you get to the, all the way to the top. Don't be impatient. Just don't leave. And remember this, you'll find bumps in the road, but you're not fired till you're fired. Thank y'all.
Well, there you have it, a rare recording of Stuart Morris Sr. as we celebrated his 80 years of service back in 2018. And of course, he went on to be 104 years of age, and at the time of the recording, he was 98. So at this time, I want to take this opportunity to express, on behalf of Stuart Title and Stuart Insurance, express our condolences to the family of Stuart Morris Sr.
If you're a real estate professional, then listen closely. Cyber criminals are targeting our industry. They are impersonating real estate professionals, homebuyers, sellers, and title agents. Their goal is to gain access to your inboxes, computers, and clients so they can steal information and funds. Does your business insurance offset these risks? Not sure? Contact Stuart Insurance to determine if your business is properly insured. Visit stuartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827. Visit stuartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827.
As we continue, let's talk to Rick Lorfing. He is with Lorfing Financial. Hey, Rick, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, here you are. It's time to talk money once again. It's the lifeblood of so many things, especially real estate, Rick. So let's tell people about your company, Lorfing Financial.
Sure. I'm a loan officer and I have a small local company located in the Clear Lake area. And I do VA, FHA, and conventional transactions, and with a big focus on debt consolidation.
Well, give us an idea, some of the, as far as your company, Lorfing Financial, some of the distinctions, and you've been in the profession now 20 plus years, right?
Almost 25 years. A small office, so we really try to give personal touch, and we use, you know, 5 to 10 different lenders, and so we're able to shop loans to find solutions and, you know, the best rates, best closing cost, and just have a wide variety of options to choose from.
You're no stranger to KTRH. You're on the radio on a regular basis.
Yes, with Jimmy Barrett, yes.
Well, give us an idea, as far as the power of the radio, just an idea there, because we're on, this is show number 515 for us.
Okay.
But give people an idea, because you said it so well before we started recording, as far as the power of the media, how it's helped your company in a tremendous way.
So years ago, when rates started to go up, we looked for a different advertising venue. And Rob Reese, who works for radio, called me and said, hey, we have a guy coming to Texas named Jimmy Barrett. And I had met one of the guys that advertised with Jimmy years ago. And I talked to Jimmy and we talked about endorsement radio. And it sounded interesting. I said, well, let's give this a 1-year shot. And it totally changed how we market, why we market, who we market to. It's been the best thing we've done in 20 years as far as advertising.
It's really helping.
It's changed our whole company and what we do and quality of life, everything. Yeah.
In fact, one of the things, as I think about radio and what we're doing here in Real Estate Matters, I think sometimes people underestimate the power of the platform. But we are in the fourth, some say the third largest city. So however many people are listening, any cross section of that is a lot. So it can be very powerful.
Exposure is never a bad thing. And being consistent with your exposure is really key. So being consistent on the radio, you know, when rates are low, when rates are high, being consistent is really important. And like I said, it's been great for our company.
Well, also, as it helps you expand the business, give us an idea how it's helped you and how you're practicing your profession in a geographic way.
Well, we stay in Texas. And then with our radio, you know, we really, you know, we talk to a demographic of people who usually own their house, you know, at least their second, third, fourth house already. And so we're talking with people who, you know, understand the home buying process or have built equity and want to be able to do some things with the equity in their home. And that's what using radio helps us really zero in on who we're trying to reach.
Well, as far as the marketplace right now, here we are well into 2024. As we look ahead, as you look ahead, what are some of the things you're seeing? how things are going to play out from a rate standpoint. What's your speculation?
Yeah, so that's interesting. You can listen to some of the analysts, and by the end of 2025, 2026, you can hear a range from anywhere from 4.5%, which I think is optimistic and not doable, to maybe 5.25, 5.5, which I think is probably doable. The biggest thing to get rates down there will be how fast inflation gets under control. Beyond politics, beyond who's in Washington, what inflation does and how fast it gets down to its key point of 4.5%, that will drive interest rates lower.
Well, give us also an idea, if you would, as far as when I think about anyone in the mortgage profession, there are so many types of loans. Mm-hmm. I can't keep up with it, but give us an idea of some of the most popular loans that you're helping people with on a daily basis.
First-time home buyers are almost exclusively FHA. You're able to buy a house with a smaller down payment. And some of our friends in here will attest, it's, you really need FHA right now. And then conventional loans for people who are, who want to buy a house or who have to buy a house and they own a house, they usually go conventional. And of course, VA, which we do a lot of VA loans, are for veterans, and I'm really passionate about that, for sure.
When I think about VA loans, I'm hearing that sometimes a veteran is not aware of all the benefits they have.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the loan, if there's veterans out there, give them an idea, if you would, some of the advantages they have or some of the components of a VA loan. Let's say there's someone that's maybe a first-time buyer that's a veteran or otherwise.
The number one reason veterans should use their VA loan and their eligibility is there's no down payment. There's no mortgage insurance. The underwriting is a lot more lenient. Every person who is a veteran and has eligibility should go VA. It's the best loan program out there, and only veterans can use it.
As far as getting ready to purchase a home as a veteran, is there anything they need to do in particular, or that's different from me if I were going to get a loan?
There's no down payment when you buy a loan using the VA program, but you still have closing costs, so you still need to have some money saved up. You still need to have good credit. Being a veteran does not make your credit score invalid. It's still important. There's just some leniency that VA has that other loan types do not. But you still need to have your credit together. You still need to have some money in the bank, and you still need to be prepared, to own a house, because there's other expenses. When you own a house, there's taxes, there's insurance, and I think a lot of people miss that part. But having your credit in good shape and having your debt under control is across the board, no matter what loan type you take, important.
And if you're a veteran or otherwise, when is a good time? If I'm thinking of buying a home 2 months from now, when's a good time to talk to you or someone like you?
I mean, it's really probably more than 2 months out, depending on where you're at and in your life as far as what you have saved. Where are you living right now? How's your credit? I would tell you 6 months in advance is probably standard. Now, if you have great credit and you have money saved up, you can call me in 30 days when we want to buy a house, and you can buy a house. But most people, especially first-time home buyers, with or without VA, they need a few months to get their stuff together and have a plan and save some money, get some debt under control. So I'd say 6 months is probably a good lead time to start.
So it sounds like if we start in 6 months and maybe there are a few things to clean up or to get ready for, that's enough time where we can get that done.
In most cases, yes.
6 months. So the object is be prepared, right?
Yep, and be prepared and be ready and have money.
Now, of all the things you could be doing, here you are, and I know you do several things, mm-hmm. but in 20-plus years, what was it about the money world, the mortgage world, that drew you in?
Got into it when I bought my first house, and I thought how easy this was. And I think I helped someone at our church buy a house and kind of got into it that way. And then really discovered cash out loans. And I am passionate about helping people get out of debt. So probably half the loans we do are called cash out loans, where people pull equity from their home to pay off their debt. And that's what I'm passionate about. Helping people do that is important to me, way more than buying a house.
So in what you're doing right now, are you still helping them with the cash out loans?
Yeah, even at these rates, when you're paying 25-30% on your credit cards, I have a lot of people that we did the refinance for during COVID that are sub 3%. And by no means all of them, but a big percentage of them that come back are giving up those rates to take 6.5-7% right now on a cash out to pay off credit cards. And it's eye-opening, it's sobering to see this, but how necessary it is. And that's what, you know, that's the stuff that kind of moves me in the mortgage business, is helping people get out of debt, especially young families, because I know what I did for my wife and I. And so I'm just, that's always been ingrained in like what we do and making a difference. And so I tell you, that's why I still do this.
We're talking with Rick Lorfing. Lorfing Financial is the company. Well, that's one of the important things too. As I talk to my son, and we'll be talking to my grandchildren when they're old enough to listen. So important. People don't realize there is so much credit card debt, like you're saying, and somehow with all the advertising and not enough discipline on people's parts, it gets. They can get into trouble, and sometimes the realization is not there until it's time to buy a home or get a loan.
Yeah, or it's too late, yeah.
What word would you tell young people out there that are listening, that might be listening somewhere, somehow, on the computer, in the car, if they're in their teens? What would you tell them, some good, important financial things to keep in mind
perspective? I have a 19-year-old who's in college, and we have the same conversation, and I always tell him, there's nothing you can put in your driveway, nothing you can put on your wrist that beats the feeling of being debt-free. And there's nothing you can buy on credit that can change that. And if you live debt-free, you can have the best life of anyone you know. A lot of the times, it's just about having discipline. And I'm telling that to my 19-year-old, you don't need a credit card. Because once you have a credit card, they have you. And it's true. I lived that. I was a college student as well, living on credit cards. It took me almost 9 years to pay off my first couch. And so it's ingrained in me. And so if you're in your teenage years, just understand there's nothing you can buy on credit that will replace the feeling of being debt-free and waking up and not worrying about money.
There's no doubt about it. That's one of the greatest feelings, to have everything paid off, to be debt-free. And if that's not the situation for you right now, it's a great thing to strive for.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Before we close the segment, Rick, what else do you want people to know?
Just it's you know, house prices are high right now. Interest rates are high. If you can work on your credit and get that, you know, as good as possible, that will certainly help in the interest rates, but rates will come down. If you have credit card debt and you're drowning in debt, you can reach me and we'll run numbers. There's no sales pitch. There's no hard sell. I'm going to give you numbers on what it, you know, your payment would be. And we'll look at, you know, do you save enough money to pay off your debt?
And Rick, let's tell people how they can reach you.
You can reach me. My cell phone, my personal cell, is 281-844-3300. That's 281-844-3300. Or on the web at streamlineapproval.com.
Streamlineapproval.com. Thank you, Rick Lorfing.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me.
Let's talk to Damon and Layla Ford. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We're glad to be here.
Yes, thank you for having us on your show.
And you are with Prime Lending. So first of all, Damon, let's tell people about Prime Lending.
Yeah, so Prime Lending has been around for a while. We are a nationwide mortgage loan originator. That is all we do. We function in all 50 states. So no matter where your dreams take you to in the United States, we can certainly help you out with that.
And as far as your branch, locally, you're right here in Houston, Texas. Let's tell people about the geographic area that you're serving the Houstonians here.
Right. So our branch is in the Clear Lake area. So I would say a majority of our business is most of the probably southeast part of Houston. Although, you know, we've done loans in Katy and Beaumont, up in the Woodlands, Conroe, Livingston, Austin. So, like I said, we're pretty versatile as far as area goes. But for the most part, I would say the southeast area of Houston is our biggest market.
And Layla, let's tell people your role. You are a husband and wife team, which is always awesome. So let's tell people, Layla, what you're doing as part of the team.
So about 3 years ago, I left teaching and I joined Damon as a marketing rep and as a loan originator. COVID hit right at that time, so I couldn't actually go out and market. So I learned behind the scenes and got to learn firsthand from Damon, actually all the loan programs. And I was able to really get prepared when I did start going out and doing some marketing. And now that I'm out there, my goal is just to let everybody know how fabulous he is and what we can do for them to help them get into a home.
Well, it's one of the things you mentioned, COVID, and the challenges for all of us at that time. From a marketing standpoint, it was challenging, and it probably was a great exercise for you to be even more creative in terms of getting the word out for the company, right?
Absolutely. So what I have done is I started doing some pop buys and delivering little goodies and, you know, really trying to get people to remember us for, you know, when we started getting out there and getting our name out there, I was noticing people weren't really always remembering us. And as I started getting out there more and dropping off little things, I noticed people would be like, oh, you're here again with your little pop bus.
Yeah. When they say you're here again, that means they remembered you at least a little bit the first time, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a great thing. Well, Damon, as we think of the marketplace, it's always changing. It's dynamic. That's one of the things that's exciting about money in general. It goes up and down, investments, all those things. What is your outlook as you look forward to the rest of the year as it's going to play out? What's your speculation?
So as far as the rest of the year, I'm seeing signs that things are already starting to pick up a little bit. I think a lot of buyers have finally gotten kind of acclimated to where we are in this market and are to a point where they're just accepting it. Because at the end of the day, if you've got a buyer that's just going to continue to wait until they get to that perfect rate, which may or may not happen. So let's say that's a year, 2 years, 3 years. The issue is that they're going to miss out on the equity build, you know, because once these rates come down, you're going to start seeing the market pick up even more. Higher demand, low supply of inventory, you're going to start seeing those property values increasing. And the borrowers that said, you know what, I'll go ahead and take the high sixes, the low 7% interest rate, and 2 years from now, they're the ones that are going to benefit from that equity that's in the home. Somebody who waited for that perfect interest rate is now, again, buying at the top of the market.
That's a good point. And I don't know that there's a perfect interest rate. I don't think anything's perfect. But one of the things you're triggering, as I hear different people talk, and one of the real estate experts recently mentioned, her thought was, she used the word, there's going to be a rush. So in other words, if the interest rate goes down enough, a certain amount, maybe even 1%, I don't know that she mentioned, however, but her term was, when this happens, there's going to be a rush to the market. So that's going to be interesting.
And that could happen. And that's where you're going to see that increased demand at that point. And then that's where you're going to get back to competing offers. Buyers who are having to write offers above asking price or pay above appraised value, which we saw that a lot of that during COVID when the rates were so low, just because the demand just outpaced the supply of homes. And I don't know that getting into, say, the mid fives is going to create the mad dash that we saw during COVID. But yeah, I could see a very large uptick in buyer activity. Another issue you run into is that the people who bought during COVID or refinanced during COVID, if they're settled, they're less likely to make that move and get rid of the interest rate. So that's still going to spur that supply issue. So yeah, it's going to be tough for the borrowers in that market if when that rush does happen.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
So as of right now, Damon, what's the market like now? Say this week or next week, what are you projecting? Are people calling you up on a regular basis? Is it brisk or medium?
They are. So definitely have seen some uptick in the phone calls. You know, rates, I think it really kind of hit, you know, a little bit of a support here. You know, I checked the 10-year treasury earlier. It's like at 4.3. That seems to be kind of a resistance level at that. So I'm hoping that we'll start seeing some pullback on that. We'll start seeing some better pricing. But we're getting a lot of first-time homebuyer activities.
Well, Layla, as you mentioned, as far as first-time homebuyers, I understand that's one of the niches of your company. Mm-hmm. But from a marketing standpoint, are you doing anything different or special to address the first-time homebuyers?
Absolutely. We are offering education classes. Actually, we have one coming up that's a credit class, so we can help borrowers get prepared to actually purchase and be credit ready. We are also, you know, really big on taking the time to help our borrowers when they call us if they're not ready. We don't ever tell anyone you can't purchase. We say you're not ready yet. And then we take the time to go through their credit report. Damon can look at it and be able to tell them exactly what they need to do to get where they want to be. So that's one of the conversations that we have quite often with our borrowers, and let them know what they need, because a lot of times they don't start the home buying process because they just don't know. They don't know what they don't know, if that makes sense.
Would you say that there may be people out there that never purchased a home where they don't realize they can? How much of the market is maybe they want to buy a home, but they're thinking, well, I don't know if I have enough money, or, hey, I'll just not even worry about it.
We still have quite a few of those. They think they need $20,000 to get into a home. And that's not necessarily the case. If, you know, we offer down payment assistance programs, as well as you can get seller contributions. And there's other things that we can do to help borrowers get into a home. So the first thing we need to do, though, is make sure that they're obviously credit ready, and then we can discuss other programs to help them.
We're talking with the Damon Ford team, and I know that because Layla has a tag on her jacket that says just that, Layla Ford and Damon Ford. What are some of the other things we should know, Damon?
Yeah, kind of circling back to what Layla was discussing, you know, I would say a big niche in our market is first-time home buyers. And there are programs, you know, a lot of myths out there. I need 20% down. You know, I need a 700 credit score. And like you said, a lot of people, they don't know where they're at. They don't know where they stand. They don't know what their options are. And so I always encourage people, call me. Because at the end of the day, whether you can buy now or you may not be able to buy now, I want you to take something positive away from our conversation. I want to give you a blueprint. So just a step-by-step. Step one, do this. Step two, do this. Step three, do this. Until they get to that point. Mm-hmm. And with first-time home buyers, you know, the biggest obstacle for them is funds to close. I don't have that kind of money saved up. We know with inflation as high as it is, cost of living is higher. You know, obviously go to the grocery store or try to buy something, and it's costing you twice as much than it did 2 years ago. So it is pinching people's wallets, but there are sources out there that will provide them funds to help them get in through SETH, which is Southeast Texas Housing. We do TSHAC, which is Texas State Affordable Housing Corporation, TDHCA, Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs. These are all great resources that will help borrowers out when it comes to the overall move-in cost.
And Damon, before we close the segment, what else do you want people to know?
As far as prime lending, we do it all. I mean, we do FHA, conventional, VA, we do cash out refis, we do renovation, new construction. And again, we you know, like working with first-time home buyers. We love experienced home buyers as well, so we definitely work with our share of those. But you know, we try to stay close knit in the community and help out in any way that we can, and you know, really strong on supporting homeownership.
And Layla, what else do you want people to know?
I want people to know that we are owned by Plains Capital Bank, and we actually handle everything from A to Z. You're not passed off to anybody else. We speak directly to our underwriters. You deal with Damon or I through the entire process, and we hold your hand and we walk you step by step through the process. Even if you have a question at 10 o'clock at night, you can reach us. We're here to make the home buying process as easy as possible. And at the end, you will be surprised at how easy everything went. And you're a happy client, and so are we.
Sounds good to me. Damon, let's tell people how they can reach you.
Yeah, so easiest way to reach me is my cell number, which is 713-702-2013. Again, that's 713-702-2013. You can also access us on our website at damonfordteam.com, and you can reach Layla at 281-731-8934.
Thank you so much. The website again is
damonfordteam.com.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Real Estate Matters with Stuart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stuart Insurance. With a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers, Stuart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is with Stuart Insurance, John Bramlett.
Howdy, Bill.
Well, here we are again, John.
It's always a pleasure. Number 515.
515, that is what's known as a palindrome, right? Yes, when you could read a number or a word either way.
Either way.
Once again, a palindrome. And here it is, insurance time. People await for this special segment every week, and here it is.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you here and talk about insurance.
Well, what have you brought for us today, John?
Well, I think today we'll just talk a little bit about how we can help our listeners. So from time to time, I do think it's important to remind our listeners how Stuart Insurance can be their insurance partner, whether it be an individual or a family on their personal insurance or a real estate business on their business insurance. So just, you know, spend a few minutes talking about how we can help them out.
Well, that's right. So many great things. And as far as I think about talking to people in the money world like we have here today and real estate agents, one of the big parts of their role is counseling and helping people know what they can, what they can't do as they dip into the subject, whether it's insurance or buying a home every couple of years or every, in the case of insurance, every year or half a year when it's renewal. So much to know.
Well, absolutely true. And with the changes that are occurring and that will occur in the market, a real estate broker or realtor's knowledge and understanding and nuances where they can truly be of value and be able to demonstrate that value to their clients is even more critical. So one of the ways that we can help real estate brokers and realtors in that area is through our continuing education programs. So we've got three courses that are specifically set up for real estate brokers and realtors. That allows them to have that additional knowledge so that they truly can separate themselves in the marketplace and be that added value for their clients so that they can justify and validate why they should be helping people buy and sell their home.
It really is so much to know, and you're out there helping, you and the team at Stuart Insurance, that is.
It is. I mean, we've got a great team, and you know, we had built these courses specifically for the broker and realtor industry. The first one that we offer is the Two Sides of Water, and that's especially this time of year as we move into hurricane season in June, takes a look at how water damage is segregated within the insurance world. So if it's water that's, you know, rising outside the home and inundates two or more properties, then that could be considered a flood, and then you would want to talk about flood insurance. If the water damage occurs inside the home, then potentially your home plan would come into play. But again, understanding that not all home plans have the four types of water damage available to them and not all at the same level. So being able to understand the two, when one comes into play and when the other comes into play, is an excellent tool for our brokers and our realtors to have. So that's the first class, and it's a two-hour continuing education class, the Two Sides of Water. The second one is Property Insurance Essentials for Real Estate Professionals. In this class, we look at six different types of property from a residential perspective. Having the realtor and the broker understand how their client is going to utilize that property, then they can provide some counsel on that, hey, maybe you need to speak with an insurance advisor about what that coverage is going to be like. So does your home insurance come into play if you're using that piece of property as a investment property and you're leasing out that home? Does your home insurance come into play if you're going to use it as a short-term rental? What happens if you just have vacant property? Do you need coverage there? So we look at six different types of property and what type of insurance should come into play. And the last one is Real Estate Liability Protector License. And in that course, that's a three-hour course. And in that course, we look at seven factions that realtors face that are risks. So we spend a lot of time talking about risk and exposure, what they are, how do we minimize risk, how do we offset exposure. We look at those seven risks, and then we look at eight ways that we can minimize them. And in the end, we look at three ways that we can offset those risks through insurance, and that's a three-hour course.
Each one of the classes are so important. I mean, we could take each class and dwell on it. And going back to the sides of water, you've mentioned people that listen on a regular basis know that you're teaching the class, the two sides of water. And for the first time, I thought about it as you're here today, John, that the home, water comes in many forms in terms of how it can provide create a problem. We have rising water. We have raw water that might come through the roof if there's a hole. And then as far as just like our veins, we have water through the plumbing that's just sitting there under pressure should there be a small leak, a large leak. So water, as great as it is and necessary to life, it can be very damaging to the home, thus cause us problems and all those things.
Well, absolutely. There are studies that have shown that an inch of water in a home can cause $25,000 worth of damage. And the average amount of water damage from a flood is about $43,000. So, again, understanding what coverages you do and don't have, and then within those plans, what is and is not covered is truly important. And then you can make the decision whether you want to self-insure and take on that risk, or do you want to offset that risk and part of that risk at least to an insurance company.
Very early on in our segment here today, you mentioned a big word, change. The one thing we can expect at all times for the rest of our lives is change. The real estate market's changing. The laws are changing. Insurance is changing all along the way. So we always have to be ready. And as far as being prepared is so important, and be prepared for things to change.
Well, that's true. And that's one of the beauties of working with Stewart Insurance is we're an independent property and casualty insurance broker. So we have access to a variety of insurance companies, both for business insurance as well as personal insurance, so you're not just tied to one resource. So based upon where you live and your current situation and your needs, whether it be for your home or your personal insurance or your business insurance, we can go to a variety of partners and find the best coverage for you.
And of course, your company is led by the one and only Tom Carpentier, doing tremendous work 24/7 all the time. And the resources at your company, whether you talk to Tom, yourself, Sigmund, all the great people there, always care, and they help you with questions you didn't even know to ask.
Well, and that's the one of the things that we really strive is that we expect our team to be lifelong learners, and we're always working with the team to make sure that we're up to date on what's happening in the marketplace, that we understand what the intent of the coverage is, but even more important, we understand what the intent of the client is. What are their expectations? What are they trying to achieve? Where are their concerns? And through those conversations, as you said, we can come to an understanding that there may be some risks out there that they're not aware of, or at least make them aware of them so that you can make that decision. So whether it be a very robust coverage or a very conservative plan, as long as you're aware of what is and is not covered and you're comfortable with that, then in our eyes, you're properly insured.
In fact, to mention you and Tom Carpentier one more time, one of the things, just like Rick mentioned earlier, you, Stewart Insurance, Tom Carpentier, recognize the power of the iHeartMedia platform year in, year out. It does make a tremendous difference in so many ways, and it's just exciting to be a part of this platform for these many years.
Well, it really is, and if I know when you first started the program a little over 10 years ago.
I was 16.
You were 16, and I was 14, and it was,
there you go.
And it was, but it was just radio.
That's right.
It was just radio. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Now you can listen to us on, you know, Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock on 950 AM KPRC. You can find us on the iHeartMedia app. So either at that time or any time that's convenient for you.
Anywhere in the United States.
Anywhere in the United States, you can find us at Stewart.com/radio, where you have all the past episodes.
The videos.
And then on the YouTube channel. So, I mean, we're touching people in a variety of different ways, using radio as the basis.
No doubt about it. And I think one of the things, as it evolved, the visual element brings special things to the show as well. We're doing all that, not to mention Facebook. I've experimented with TikTok, having little clips on there. But anyway, we progress. It'll be interesting to see what changes we're going to bring forth here on the show to help people, to inform, like we say at the beginning, to inform, entertain, and even inspire.
Granted, I'm a bit prejudiced, but I think each show gets better and better.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. And we've been really fortunate this year, you know, to have a vice chair from the Houston Association of Realtors as our guest. And we've had the chair of the Houston Association of Realtors are a guest, and we've had presidents of the leading real estate associations in the city have been on, you know, the show for many, many years. Folks that truly are influencers within this market and within this industry have been on the show. So it's really been a great experience, and it's a wonderful tool simply from an education standpoint. You know, it's worth investing an hour each week because you'll always get a nugget out of, from our guests that'll help people out.
Well, that's there's our always guarantee. A nugget. We guarantee one nugget per show, if not a nugget 20. Per show.
Well, I know that your compensation is based on that.
It truly is.
Nugget per show clause in your contract.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Well, John, what else should we know?
Well, if you do want to be properly insured, you're an individual or family for your home, wind, auto, motorcycle, investment property, we would love to help you out. And you can reach us at 866-798-2827. If you're a realtor, a real estate broker, property management firm, lender, we would love to help you with your business insurance. And you can reach us at 866-798-2827. And then those classes that we talked about earlier, you can find those classes on, I teach them through HAR. So you can take it on, you know, via Zoom on HAR, and that's HAR.com/education. We teach them with many of our Stewart Title offices in the greater Houston area. So just contact your business development officer to see when I'll be out there teaching. And then we can always come to your brokerage office or your lender's office and work with your clients and teach the courses directly there as well. 866-798-2827. StewartInsurance.com.
Thank you so much, John Bramlett.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure.
I say it many times, stay close to your Stewart Title Business Development Officer. Guess what? We have two of them right here, two rising stars with Stewart Title, helping develop business right here. First, we'll start with Andy Endwhistle. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Well, it's been a few weeks since we saw you last, so great to see you again. Let's tell people about the office that you represent for Stewart Title.
Well, we are the Stewart Title in Pearland near 288, about 6 minutes from the 288 and 518 exit.
So for those listening in Pennsylvania, basically we're saying it's about southeast of the city a little bit, would you say?
Yes.
Is that about right?
Yes, southeast of Houston, only about a 15-minute drive, just really depending on what part of Houston you're going to. I say you can get to Houston about 15 minutes.
So let's tell people some of the things that you, when we use the term business development officer, what are some of the things that you're doing there? Just a few things.
Well, one of the things we do is actually we do help educate the realtors. They do have to do a continuing education classes, and that does have to be renewed, I believe, every 2 years. But with that coming up, we actually have some exciting classes. We do have one coming up this Thursday. Not sure if you know, but there's a solar eclipse coming up on Monday.
I heard about that, yes.
So we will be having some goodie giveaways, including glasses. So y'all guys make sure to come by and get those shades from us. They are free. The other thing we actually have going on is some exciting things. We have a class with actually John, and he is coming on April 9th, I believe, to do his first class.
He's everywhere.
He is. And then he'll be back on the 16th. So if you want more of him, definitely swing on by. Same thing with April 10th. I have a really cool one, too, with marketing with the Damon Ford team.
How about that?
And Layla's also going to be doing some Popeyes. So I really think it's going to be a lot of fun the next few weeks. And I hope everybody can make it.
No doubt about it. Andy, let's tell people, I know they want to bring their contracts to you right there at your office. Let's tell people how they can reach you.
Definitely give us a call at 281-412-6900. And again, the number is 281-412-6900.
Andy Entwistle.
Yes,
thank you so much, Andy. And now, also doing tremendous work, Jana McGuire is with us. She, too, develops business at Stewart Title in a magnificent way. Jana, welcome to the show. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Bill, for having me again and letting my guest in come visit today.
It's always awesome, and it's always interesting. I know you bring guests in, but it's also interesting to see who someone else brings, right?
Absolutely.
We're making friends all the time.
That's right. Yeah, and it's nice when I see familiar faces walking through. So
There's so many better. Yeah, so many coincidences abound here in this fourth largest city. In the meantime, Jana, let's tell people about your office.
So I'm in Clear Lake Space Center in Bay Area Boulevard. So we're right in the heart over by NASA. If you know where NASA is, NASA Space Center.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the eclipse, and I just heard Andy say that she has some glasses, and I also do as well. I don't know if hers has some astronauts on the side, but it was representing NASA.
We have glasses competition here, and no one brought me and John a pair.
I should have brought you a pair. I'm so sorry.
I have no glasses for the eclipse. What am I going to do?
I think I'm coming next Monday. or it might be the Monday after that, but I'll be seeing you again. So if it's not past,
I'll try to obtain some glasses. It's going to be a magnificent event.
It will. So my office has some staging classes coming up that should be really awesome, whether it be your home or someone else's home, or you're trying to stage someone that you're trying to sell, a buyer or a seller, we can teach you all of it.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Well, Jana, let's tell people how they can reach you.
So 832-244-3439. Text or call 832-244-3439.
And the office again is?
Stewart Title, Clear Lake.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks. And he's back, Rick Lorfing with Lorfing Financial. Well, Rick, here we are closing down the show. What else do you want people to know about Lorfing Financial or anything else?
Just a local loan officer, and really like to give personal one-on-one service. We try to limit 10 to 15 transactions a month and just have time to work with the clients. Really like helping people get out of debt, something that we really care a lot about, and we try to focus on.
That sounds good. And Rick, let's tell people also with the Jimmy Barrett Show, every now and then you're on the phone with Jimmy. Let's tell them the times that show comes on in case they want to check it out.
Well, in the mornings, early, I think around 6:15 in the morning is when he is talking about me. And then when we do the call-in shows, they get filmed or I guess recorded mid-mornings. And I think they go off at all times.
And that's KTRH 740. In fact, Will Melbourne, our producer, is also producing for Jimmy.
Will does a good job, yes.
He is a media personality all onto his own. Well, Rick, let's tell people again how they can reach you.
Sure. My cell is 281-844-3300. You can find me on the web at streamlineapproval.com.
Streamlineapproval.com. The phone number again is?
281-844-3300. 3300.
Thank you so much, Rick. Good to see you. They are back. The Damon Ford team, Layla and Damon Ford. Layla, they wrote a song about you. Was that Eric Clapton?
Yes, sir. They sure did.
And you never hear anyone remind you of that, do they?
No, never.
Once a day.
Once, yeah, actually.
Something like, do they ask you about the song or they ask you what the interest rate is more often?
Right now, they're asking me what the interest rate is.
We're really customer service driven. If you look at our Google reviews, we have 5 stars, and we basically want to just walk people through the process, ask about our One Day Advantage program. Prime Lending is very into high tech stuff, really into the AI space, so to speak. So, people could do an online application. It can pull their pay stubs, bank statements, W-2s, credit report, and a whole system will go in, read that, submit it through Fannie Mae, boom, they're approved before I even open up their application.
Sounds awesome. And Layla?
Is when dealing with us, Damon's been in the business 30 years, and he has the knowledge and experience as a realtor, escrow officer, in the last 17 years with Prime Lending. So that sets us apart. If you run into any problems, he knows the guidelines, and he's able to handle it and get you taken care of.
And let's tell people how they can reach you at Prime Lending.
They can reach Damon at 713-702-2013. Again, that's 713-702-2013. Or they can contact us through email at the DamonFordTeam.com.
DamonFordTeam.com. Thank you guys for being with us, and thank you all for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am your host, Bill Napick, together with John Bramlett, all of us at Stewart Title and Stewart Insurance. We appreciate you listening, and simply go to stewart.com/radio. And once again, on behalf of all of us at Stewart Title and Stewart Insurance, to the family of Stewart Morris Sr., we express our condolences. He was a great man. Thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you for listening with Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Thank y'all.